Barry Farmer was 20 years old when he took in his first foster child. Almost two decades later, he's the single father of three adopted sons.
I can't even imagine them not being with me at this point because they've been with me so long, and I'm really proud of them.
For Farmer, support from friends and family was critical.
Individuals that will make sure that the day runs smoothly as possible, whatever that looks like, because sometimes days are hard for foster parents.
A new coalition of state agencies, nonprofits, and churches will work together to make sure other foster families have similar support. That makes it more likely kids will stay in loving homes. Delegate David Reed grew up in a youth home and was eventually fostered. He says it's in everyone's interest to help these kids reach their full potential.
They're having to work real hard. They're having to learn good interpersonal skills. They're having to struggle, and that struggle, I believe, will make them capable of being able to do great things.
The initiative is modeled after a program in Oklahoma and Tennessee. In just 1 year, those states nearly doubled their roster of foster families. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.